You're listening to part 5 of Lady Lucy the audio drama, available on Spotify and wherever you listen to podcasts. This episode contains subject matter suitable for mature audiences only. Listener discretion is advised. Now remember where our story began? With Lucy, her sister, her cat, the whole clan. Not much time has passed in the story of which I speak. From whence this story began, it's only been 1 week. This fifth part is where our tale halts for now. Our cast of characters must take a temporary bow. But before it ends, I promise our tale picks up, with Will returning to tup and sup. Outside the Foyne Inn, he scouts the premises. He's always been one for dramatic entrances. But unless he's come, as a physician or a nurse, Will's timing couldn't be worse.
Abdul, you poor sweet boy. You didn't deserve this. We're closed for the funeral. Go away, please. We're closed. Please just go away.
Hey, that's odd. I've never known Lucy to leave the door unlocked. Hello? Lucy? Isabel? Christ, what is that smell?
Please, go away.
Oh dear, madam, are you all right? Where'd all this blood come from? Whoa, what happened here? Look at me. Well, where's Lucy?
She's... funeral. Abdul.
Well, it's all right. It's all right. Take a deep breath with me. Let's start over, yeah? What's your name, love?
Camilla.
It's nice to meet you, Camilla. Could you tell me what happened here and if Lucy is all right? Why are you feverishly scrubbing blood out of the floors?
There was an accident yesterday. One of our own was murdered.
Oh my God, Lucy?
Abdul, the little boy who used to play the drums for the patrons during dinner service.
Oh. Oh, I'm so sorry.
We all are. But Lucy more than anyone.
How come?
It was Mistress Dalton or one of her girls who threw the stone that struck Abdul. A stone we all know was meant for Lucy.
Oh. Had I known she was in trouble, I would have come sooner.
There's nothing anyone could have done. Lucy sealed his fate every time she allowed him to walk through those doors, and every time she allowed him to stay.
Do you mind if I help you scrub?
Not at all. Thank you.
It's the least I can do. I hate to pry, but who is Mistress Dalton?
You don't know who Mistress Dalton is?
I probably know her face, but the name doesn't ring a bell.
She's one of the foremost madams with one of the biggest bathhouses in Suffolk. Lucy is her sole competitor.
Oh. Do you blame Lucy? For Abdo?
No. Yes. I don't know.
Oh, don't cry, love. If you must, cry into the bucket so we can refresh the water.
What did you say your name was?
I didn't say. But the name's Will, or William if you prefer.
Unbelievable. This is all quite unbelievable.
Truly, this is madness.
When I heard a boy had died at the Foyne Inn, I'd come to see who it was.
I as well.
But it makes sense knowing it happened at Black Lucy's place.
Total sense.
And that lad was an orphan.
Oh, of course.
I heard that Black Lucy loves taking in disenfranchised youth. But apparently... things never end well for such young ones in her company.
Who'd she shelter last?
You see that tall girl sitting next to her up there? I believe her name is Isabel. She took her in last year, now she's a whore just like the rest of them.
Isabel? That's her younger sister, you dunce.
Oh. Well, regardless, the sister showed up at the inn one day, so the story goes, with nothing but her rags, Lucy employed her on the spot.
Oh, how awful for that poor girl. And this poor young boy. What was his name again? Mahmoud? Amir? No, Abdul.
Yes, that sounds right. Poor Abdul.
Is that Philip Henslow?
Where?
Sitting right behind Black Luce.
It is. What is he doing here?
You didn't know? He's a co-proprietor of the Foyne Inn.
Is that true?
It's what I heard.
You want to know what I heard?
Absolutely, pray tell.
I heard Black Luce used Abdul to attract certain kinds of male patrons. And some particular lady patrons as well.
I heard Mistress Dalton ambushed their inn because the boy had originally worked for her and he was stealing her clientele for Black Luce.
Well, I also heard the little boy was bewitched and that Black Luce used her blackamoor powers to have him only appear as a little boy because he was actually a grown man.
I heard that too. Except he was supposedly, formerly, a little girl that Black Luce charmed to look like a boy for her patron's entertainment.
For shame. That poor thing. And now look at that Black Luce. Sitting there as if she didn't ruin that poor child's life before taking it.
He's in a better place now.
Sure. Did you ever hear about his older brother and that man from Stratford last year?
No.
You didn't? Oh.
What's the story there?
Nothing, no, I shouldn't.
What happened?
It isn't my tale to tell.
I don't understand why that Lucy didn't just have his funeral at St. John's Church, instead of dragging that poor boy's granny and brother to some decrepit chapel on the other side of the Isis.
St. John's Church? To have Bishop Thomas Randall bury him instead? That man is part of the reason why the lad is dead.
Is he, Philip? Do you really believe Bishop Thomas Randall is responsible for what happened to that poor boy? Or are you too blind, insolent, or both, to see that Blackamoor is the only one who deserves credit for his death?
Agnes!
Forgive me. I know he was a sweet boy. And you said he had a real gift for music. God rest his beautiful soul.
If you felt so strongly, you could have come to his service and paid your respects like the rest of the town.
I had no one to look after the girls.
They could have come with. Abdul was 9, only a year younger than Joan.
The girls have had enough experience with death as is.
Is that what they said?
Pardon me? Ugh, that Lucy Negro has poisoned your mind and tarnished your heart. You drank dirty water from her dirty well, and now look at you. You're to see her no more.
How dare you try and order me? I am your husband, Agnes.
And I am your senior, Philip. You leave all talk of Lucy and that whorehouse at the door. Have I made myself clear? Have I?
Yes, you have.
Where are you going now?
For a walk.
If you're running off to that Foyne Inn, don't bother returning. Philip? Philip!
Bless me, Father, for I have sinned. It's been 3 years since my last confession. Bridget trades foul pestries to Dorton's girls under Lucy's orders. Lucy poisons the nettle leaves so that when those girls use them, they contract a nasty infection that puts them out of work. I've lied to Mistress Dorton about it. Lucy murdered a man who tried to seduce her sister one night. I helped her hide his body. Lucy murdered Camilla's first husband. I stole the poison she used.
Poison?
Lucy makes these pastes and tinctures that either heal or harm. There's a pot in the kitchen that we always have boiling, no matter the time of day. It isn't stew, and only Lucy is allowed to touch it. She hides the instructions for her spells in these little poems. Sonnets, I think she calls them. She only started after that man from Stratford visited last year.
And how does Philip Henslow factor into all of this?
Huh?
God would like to know.
Mr. Henslow is the father of Lucy's child. Well, he was. Last winter, after Lucy gave birth, she and Mr. Henslow went on holiday. A week later, they returned with a dead baby. And not a single reason why. I helped bury the pygmy too.
God also wants to know about the lad who died yesterday.
Tell God I'm sorry. I didn't kill Abdul, but I didn't prevent it from happening either. I could have stopped all of this. I could have stopped her. I could have stopped Lucy. I've confessed, as I recall it. Forgive me for these and all the sins of my life.
May God give you pardon and peace. I absolve you from your sins. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen. Now get out.
Was that?
Black Lucy's Persian bed-swerving vixen? Yes.
I think her name is Nadia.
Well, Constable, you'll never guess what that Nadia confessed to a moment ago. We finally have our irrefutable proof to arrest Black Luce.
Proof of her sorcery?
Forget the bloodstoppers. Forget her being a witch. Because she's so much more. That Black Luce is a murdering whore.
Ah, Your Excellency, shouldn't Nadia's confession remain between you and God?
Trust me, Constable, God isn't hearing her prayers. The devil is at work in that house, and I need to get rid of her.
Her? Nadia? The devil?
No, Black Luce. Nadia and the devil can stay.
Permission to speak plainly, Your Excellency?
Go on.
You seem immorally infatuated with Black Luce. In a way, many might deem unbecoming for a man of the cloth.
I beg your pardon, Constable?
I might not be as learned as you, Your Excellency.
Let me stop you right there. You poor man, I can't imagine what those blackamoor whores might have said or done to you to make you question my God-given authority, but you mustn't believe a word they say.
Your Excellency, it isn't anything I've been told, but everything I've observed. The way you describe Lucy's body to me, the way you speak of her, the way you look at her. I know you were both at the court together years ago. What I don't know is, I hate to be so forward about this, Your Excellency, what I don't know is if your relationship, so to speak, with Black Luce was consensual.
Consensual? Consensual? Tell me, Constable, what is consent to a whore? Fetch a carriage for this evening. We're headed back to the Foyne Inn. Oh, and bring a torch. It has to look like an act of God.
Lucy? It's me, Lucy. Lucy?
Mr. Henslow! What are you doing here? Where's Bridget?
Is Lucy here?
Who is it?
It's Mr. Henslow.
Mr. Henslow, did he get Bridget released?
Camilla, Isabel, I just came to check on Lucy. Oh my God. What is that horrid smell?
I don't smell anything.
Me either.
Never mind then. Is Lucy here? She avoided me this morning at Abdul's funeral.
With all due respect, yesterday, Lucy says she didn't want you to return without Bridget.
And seeing that you've not only returned, but also without Bridget,
we have to ask you to leave.
Are you barring me from seeing her?
I'm sorry, Mr. Henslow, but...
Listen, you two. There's nothing I or anyone else can do for Bridget at this point. Maybe if she wasn't trying to run her own side business, she wouldn't have been caught down on Bray Street.
So you think she deserves to hang?
That is not what I said.
Lucy has done so much for all of us. For me. For Bridget. For you. For Clerkenwell. More anyone will ever know. She asked you to do this one thing for her, and...
I can't.
Then good day, Mr. Henslow.
Who was that just now?
More people came to pay their last respects.
Tell them to pay respects to Abdul's granny. She's the one who lost flesh and blood.
All of Clerkenwell knows how much Abdul meant to you, Lucy.
Do they?
Everyone is just trying to be nice.
Has Mistress Dorton or anyone from her house come by yet?
No.
That haggard better.
Lucy, Constable is investigating the matter. We just have to let the law work.
Do you hear yourself, Camilla? Let the law work? Do you hear how insolent you sound right now?
Lucy.
And when does the law ever work for Blackamoor women?
Where are you going?
I'm going for a walk.
But where?
I don't want to be followed, Isabel.
Dorton could be waiting for you around any corner.
I'll only be in Blackfriars Precinct. They're performing a play by the anonymous playwright again.
Dorton can attack you there! She could try and kill you this time!
I dare her.
This is the best part.
Huh?
The prince stabs his own brother in the heart after learning they had both slept with the same woman who happened to be their second cousin.
Will!
My Lady Lucy.
When did you arrive?
This morning. Since been meandering round town. Should have known you'd be here admiring your own handiwork.
Ouch. Besides, it's our handiwork.
The play was your idea.
But I didn't write it alone. And I couldn't finish it without you.
This is true.
Oh, well. Past few days have been a whirlwind. This isn't how I imagined we'd be reunited.
I heard about Abdul. God rest his soul. I'm so sorry, Lucy.
We should make our way back to the inn. Philip should have bailed Bridget out by now. Plus, the girls and I need to figure out how we're going to handle Dalton moving forward.
Bail Bridget out? What was she arrested for this time?
Brawling on Bray Street.
It's good to know some things never change. Oh, but who is Philip?
Who?
You said Philip should have...
Oh, right, Philip Henslow. He's become a good friend.
The Philip Henslow? For landlord and lender?
The one and only, I suppose. Unless there's another one. He and I became quite close after you left.
Then I can't wait to meet him.
Lucy!
Oh, Lucy, it's you. And Will, hello again.
Cheers.
Will, you never got the chance to meet my sister Isabel. Isabel, Will, Isabel. And Percival.
Pleased to meet you, my lord.
The pleasure is all mine, truly.
Has Bridget been released yet?
Not yet.
Huh. It's almost sundown. Mr. Henslow is cutting it pretty close.
That he is.
Did you say something, Camilla?
No. I'll be in the kitchen.
Lucy?
Yes, Will?
Do you smell that?
Smell what? What is it?
It smells almost like...
Mr. Henslow!
Philip? Where's Bridget?
Lucy, please let me explain. I'm sorry, but...
Bridget!
Bridget?
Oh, thank you, Philip. You're the best.
Well, if it isn't the man from Stratford.
It's wonderful to see you again, Bridget.
Huh. The man from Stratford, are you?
He's a poet of weak skill.
What's your name, lad?
Will!
Nadia?
When did you return, Will?
Only this morning. Where have you been?
Confessing my sin. Lucy. Isabel. I've come to beg your forgiveness. And apologise for the nasty insults. And for the black eye. And for
all is forgiven, Nadia.
But it is?
Yes. It is, Isabel. Life isn't long enough to hold grudges against friends or family.
Thank you, Lucy.
This calls for a celebration, a toast. Nadia's returned, Bridget escaped another hanging, and Will, our country gent, has rejoined us here. Woo-hoo! At the inn. Someone fetch Camilla from the kitchen. Bridget, a round of ale for everyone, please.
What happened to the brandy wine?
Do not ask. Philip, thank you. I knew I could count on you.
Lucy?
Yes, Nadia?
What is that awful smell?
Why is Lucy thanking me?
She probably thinks you had something to do with bailing me out of prison.
I was trying to bail you out, Bridget. There's no need to defend me to Lucy.
I'm not defending you, Mr. Henslow. I'm defending myself.
Who helped with your release, Bridget?
Maybe someday I'll be able to tell you and Lucy. But today isn't the day.
What are you two whispering about?
Nothing. Here, everyone grab a mug.
Isabel, where's Camilla?
She had to dump something out back.
Camilla!
Oh my god!
I think I'm going to be sick.
Camilla, why is your husband's dead body behind my inn?
Why don't you tell me, Lucy? I specifically told you didn't want this one dead.
Oh my god.
This one?
Lucy, Camilla, why don't we...
What am I going to tell the boys?
Are you accusing me of killing him?
Who else would have done it? You're the only one who knows how.
Knows how?
I really think we should lower our voices. Camilla, Lucy...
You know that I have been with you since the moment that Abdul...
Oh, God.
When would I have killed him?
Why is he dead then, Lucy?
Camilla!
Why is he dead? Why is he dead?
I agree, Percival. At least now we know where that smell was coming from.
Everyone, please stop shouting. We don't have time to argue.
Then what do you suggest we do, Isabel?
Leave.
The back door is locked too, Your Excellency. And there aren't any candles in the windows. Maybe they sensed you were coming and decided to hide in one of the upper rooms.
Something isn't right here, Constable.
It's as if Lucy and her entire household just vanished.
Or ran away.
Ran away?
Find them.
From 1578 to 1582, no one really knew what Shakespeare was up to. From 1585 to 92 either. Shakespeare wasn't yet involved in theater. Scholars call these missing moments Shakespeare's lost years, because for two different periods, the man seemingly disappears. Since it's a time of which no one can tell, it doesn't hurt to assume he was in Clerkenwell. Historians have traced Shakespeare's family to the town, a town once home to many peoples black and brown. We know Lucy lived there. Philip Henslow made it clear. In his diary entries, her name does appear. Though we may never know if Lucy Negro was Will's mistress for sure, we do know he loved this dark lady from the sonnets that endure. Whether it happened like this or a little bit differently, so goes the story of Shakespeare's dark lady. This part may have ended, but Lucy's story isn't done. After all, this here was only season one.
Lady Lucy was written and directed by Rachel Jarvis, sound designed by Jalen Anderson, and theme song by Gennaro Ortiz. It's featuring performances by Cami, Mariah Agdiagbo, Leah DeGruchy, Hanji Chow, Nicholas Barker-Pendry, Jeffin Kunyaman, Rena Jarvis, Kaya Freitz, and Bliss Ayala. Special thanks to Rebecca Jarvis, Marlene Jarvis, Dee LaDuke, Sword Coast Soundscapes, and Silas. We've dedicated this episode to the class of 2020, specifically our production manager and New Cornell alumna, Rebecca Jarvis. Congratulations, Rebecca. We'd like to give a special shout out to our friends on Twitter, at Discovery Park, at Keely Link, at Observer Picks, at AD Infinitum, the Less is Morgue podcast team, and the Ragged Foils production team. Thank you for listening, and thank you for being curious about Shakespeare's Dark Lady. Black history matters, black womanhood matters, and black stories matter because, of course, Black Lives Matter.